Parshas Mishpatim is the first parsha after Matan Torah. Parsha deals with Dinim and Mishpatim and on the Chaveroi. The reason is why this is Dafka, the first one after Matan Torah, to show us that not only Stam Dinim are from Sinai, so to all, even Benam Lachaveroi, Mishpatim and Dinim are also from Sinai. And the parsha starts off with the parsha of Eved Ivri. Person, the ganav, he stole and he has to pay back. He doesn't have what to pay back. So he sold as an eved for 6 years. So the Mefarshi HaTorah, like the Ramban, Rabbi Nebuchaya, the Hemikdover, and other Mefarshim, are all bothered. Why is it that the Torah started with this inyan? Wouldn't it be better to start with Gnilas Chasadim, like Halva, Prika, Shemachinam? Prat, we see what the Maral says. You say that the first time speaks about something, the first thing it's spoken about is very fundamental. It's more miyuchid. But what's miyuchid about this mitzvah of Eved Ivri? There's another order that we find. It says in the pasuk, "Amar yomer Eved ohafti sadoni es ishtev es bana le'etze chofshi." A person, an Eved, who after being 6 years by his Adon and by his Eved, will say that he doesn't want to leave. He likes his Masav. He likes the Eved and his wife and his situation. So it says in the Torah, V'gisha Adon Ela Elohim to Bezdin, V'gisha La Dele Selim Zuza, V'rotza Adon Avis Ozem Arceya, V'abode El Oilom. So Rashi tells us from Chazal, B'Shem Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai, Oizen Sheshomal Harsino L'Signoi V'holach V'gonav. And here they heard by Matan Torah not to steal, and went ahead and stole Tirza. And it says also for Moichar Atzma, another type of way of being Eved. A person decided to sell himself to have Panasi, sold himself as an Eved. You'll be Eved Tirza. So we have to understand why Dafka, a person who decided to stay after 6 years, then he's Nirza. Right away when he wanted to become an Eved, right away when he stole, he should have been Marzeh, his ear, because of the Geneva that he stole. Why is it Dafka that we wait till after he says, or Hafti is Adoini, Asishtev, Esbana, and he wants to stay after 6 years, then where the Bezdin goes and takes and pierces his ears in order for him to stay for being a Levit for longer? There's another interesting din that there is by the din of Eved Ivri, that it says in the pasuk, "Ki toiv lo imach." So the Gemara learns that imach b'maychol, imach b'mishta. You shouldn't eat good bread, and he'll eat paskibar, which is like a coarse bread. You drink good old wine, and he'll drink new wine. He'll sleep on top of, on a mattress, a comfortable mattress, and he'll sleep on teven. The Gemara says, Mikan, we say, every person who gets an Eved is actually a little bit of the Eved Ivri becomes his Adon, because you are Mechuyev to supply him with the better food and drink and sleeping and anything that you have, the comforts, you're Mechuyev to give to him. And Tosfos brings in Kedushin from the Yerushalmi, which means that even if you only have one mattress to sleep on, you're mechuyev to give it to him. If there was one mattress in the house, you should be on the floor and he's going to be on the mattress. So we have to understand this. The chayra, why is he mechuyev to give more than himself? Like the Maram Shif asks, chayecha koidmin. Why are you mechuyev? Why is it such a din? It's a pelvic din. It goes one mattress, one good bed, it goes to the Eved and not to the other. And the last thing we have to really figure out is there's a special din by an Eved that when he leaves, he mechuyev an hanaka, mechuyev to give him presents. What's the pshat? An Eved who was once a ganav, mechuyev to give him presents when he leaves. Such a kavod. They say over a story that once a supreme judge in the justice system in England asked Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, who was the Av Beis Din, how could it be that your Torah promotes slavery? Avdus, he says, is something very low, is degrading. It's not a proper thing. The Torah is mechayev someone who stole to be sold as an eved. So he asked him, let us try to think about what happens in the world when someone steals. He says, when someone steals, so they put him into jail. They lock him up. See, first of all, he says, doesn't return the actual stolen goods or the money that he stole. He doesn't have what to pay back. He's sitting in jail. How could he pay back money? Second of all, he says that in prison, personally learns to be worse off. He's together with a whole bunch of criminals. And he says, what about his family? His family doesn't have what to eat because there's no one there to make any, to support the family. The children don't have a role model. Not that he was a great role model to begin with, but they don't have a normal family setting. So they become lower in the way they act. And after he comes out, he says no one wants to give him a job. Who wants to give a job with someone who had a criminal record? He's also not used to working. So he's used to just being served without working. But look what the Torah does, he says, for a person. The first thing is he sold as an eved. He could pay back what he sold. The second thing is he says that the mishpacha, he's with his family. They have a father, a role model. And the ikar is that the odoin, he's living in a normal family setting, with normal people, regular people who act the way they're supposed to. Not only that, the Adon is mechuyev to give him kavod. He's supposed to give him, take care of him on all his needs. And if he only has something, one himself, he's mechuyev to give it to the eved, to show him the chashivas that he has for him. He said, this chinuch is mashrish in us, bonim atem l'shem l'keichem. That a Jew is a Ben Melech. Ben Melech doesn't steal. And when he leaves, they give him presents, they give him money, he gives him what his needs are in order to set him up. So this is a whole rehab center. Torah's way of taking care of someone who was a ganav. Now, if a person after 6 years who went through these 6 years did not realize and did not gain and did not understand that he's a Ben Melech and Banam Atem Hashem Lekeichem, he doesn't understand that he has a royal anhaga. Now is the time that if he didn't understand what actually happened over here, so now, even if he says, oh, haftis adoini, haftis ishti, is bonai, now he goes to Beis Din and then they pierce his ear. Because now after this whole chinuch that he had, he still doesn't understand. Beforehand, it wasn't possible to talk to him. He can't talk to ganav. Just to give him a speech or a musa shmuz, that won't do it. But now that he has gone through this system where he actually learned how to live like a regular person and learned from his odoin how he's a ben melech, and how they were mechaber him. So now he should really understand what it's all about. Rabbi Yisrael Slant used to say over this, two things a person has to know. Who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is, and who are you? So the first parasha of the parasha of Yisroel is who the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And now we have over here in this first parasha of parashas Mishpatim, is who is a Yid, the Goy Mamlechas Kainim, the Goy Kodesh. This helps the person to understand the Ben Adam L'Chaveiroi, the Alter from Kalim used to say, well, that is the reason why the Torah started off with the Parsha of Eved Ivri, to show us the daiga that we have for a person, even a ganav, just like a father would have rachmanas on his son, the ganav, and how to help him out in the best possible way, so too the Torah, the Rebbein Shem daigas for the best possible way for this ganav to bring him back on mitoich ava and akara, who we are. The Sefer Darkei Musar adds the same yisoid we see in this expression from the Din Arba v'Chamisha, where the Torah has rachmanas on a ganav, a person stole a shor or a seh. There's more money needed to pay for the Geneva by a shor than a seh. Because one of them had bigger busha. If you had bigger busha, that goes into the cheshbon. Just like a father would have rachmanas on his, if his son rachmanas on was a ganav, he would try his best, he would understand what the kid is going through. A yid does not rab be'etzem. A yid is be'etzem toiv. The fact that he has to do this avero, he did it in certain circumstances, but avada, we take off the cheshbon of the busha that he had. This shows also the tremendous ava that the Rebbeinu Shalom has for kol echod ve'echod, kol yisrael v'yisrael. And alachas kama v'kama, if the Rebbeinu Shalom has this tremendous ava for even a ganev, kolshkein v'kolshkein, for any all yidin that yireim or shleimim, the Rebbeinu Shalom has rachmanas on them, and any tzar that a yid has, the Rebbeinu Shalom should see the tzar of Klal Yisrael, those who are not well, Rachman al-Slan, they should have Rafua Shalema, and should be Zoicha to Yeshua Bekarev.